Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. Today on Money Matters, an easy five-step guide for you to develop your very own spending plan.
Howard's how-to on making the most of your money in just a moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Later, answers to your money-related questions about eating out, housing, and others that have come in as more of us begin our own personal journey to true financial freedom. Give us a call anytime, 1-800-525-7000. We're glad that you've joined us today for Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.
Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4 says, "Any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts." Did you hear that last part? Profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. And you know, that's one of the biggest benefits of using a spending plan, a budget. Another advantage of a spending plan is that you can control your spending. You can more easily get out of debt, save consistently, and even give more generously. Well, I hope I convinced you, you need to use a spending plan. And there are five steps to develop a spending plan. One, record your income and expenses for 30 days. Now, this will give you a really good sense of what you're actually earning and spending. Two, complete the first draft of your spending plan. And to help you, you can download a free spending plan form by visiting crownmoneymap.org. Three, make adjustments. You know, it's important to realize that when you use a spending plan, the spending plan is dynamic. Your financial situation will be changing over time. You might have a new child. You might get a new job. You might pay off a lot of debt. So let me just say that you'll always be making adjustments to your spending plan. It truly is a dynamic process. Number four, select which budgeting system you want to use. And Crown has really developed some great budgeting solutions, from using a pencil and paper budget, all the way to using Crown Money Map software for those who really like to do their budget on their computer. Number five, record and review. I found that recording your income and spending at least once a week enables you to stay current with your finances. And then each month, take a little time to review your progress and see if there's anything in your financial life that you need to change. You know, the good thing about using a spending plan is that it doesn't have to require endless hours of bookkeeping. It really shouldn't take more than an hour of your time each week, which really, when you think about it, is a very small price to pay to stay on top of your finances.
Howard, how long before this becomes like driving a stick shift car, you know, where you don't even have to think about it?
Yeah, I think it's a 3 or 4 month process before you really, really feel comfortable with it.
Okay, and don't ride the clutch.
No, that's right. Please don't.
We'll be back to take your calls right after this.
Attention parents, apparently there is considerable confusion regarding the most effectual means of educating offspring in the area of financial management.
Translation, it's tough to know the best way to teach your kids about money.
The ABCs of Money Package is a comprehensive amalgamation of...
Maybe I better explain this part.
Very well then, you may proceed.
The ABCs of Money Package has two resources that'll help you teach your kids how to handle money God's way. First, the popular ABC Learning Bank that teaches the basics of budgeting. It has three compartments for storing money, one for savings, one for spending money, and one for giving. Plus, you get Howard and Bev Dayton's book, The ABCs of Handling Money God's Way.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. To obtain the ABCs of Money Package for your children, call 1-800-722-1976.
Wow, that was very simply put.
Indeed, it was an exceedingly explicable statement.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Crown Financial Ministries exists to equip people worldwide to learn, apply, and teach God's financial principles. When people put these principles into practice, their lives are transformed. Your donations help make it all happen. Call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
We are so thankful that you're with us today on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton along with Steve Moore. And Steve, you know, it's not polite to keep people waiting.
My mother always said that.
Let's not keep our callers waiting again.
Let's go to a place I've never been to, Carmi, Illinois. Casey with us now, listening to WBJW.
Casey, thanks so much for holding. How could we help you today?
Hi. Well, I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior in high school, and my youth group, in June, we are going on a foreign mission trip to Ecuador.
Fantastic.
Yes, and so I was just wondering if you had any advice on us how to save money and how to be more diligent with our money, because that's becoming kind of a little small, like, it's a big detail in what we have to do for this trip, and a lot of us are finding it difficult to find ways to save money.
Yes. Is this your very first mission trip? And Casey, what's it going to cost you?
I have gone to Mississippi on a mission trip before, and it's going to cost us around $1,400.
Okay. What will you be doing on the mission trip?
Mainly we will be working with young kids, we were told.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to talk about two things with you. The first thing is, I'd figure out what you could do to work to earn some of the money that would go toward that $1,400, whether it's babysitting, house cleaning, whatever you could do to produce by work some money for the trip. That would be one thing I'd explore. And the second thing I'd explore is how to raise money for the trip. And here's what I would do. I've had some experience with this with my children. We had them develop a presentation that described what you were going to be doing. And if you've got some pictures of the place that you're going to be visiting, that'll help people really visualize the impact that the mission trip can have. Then what we did, we prayed. We prayed that the Lord would touch the hearts of those that He wanted to help fund the trip. And I think you can't put too much emphasis, Casey, on prayer. You know, just asking the Lord to help you raise the funds. And then what I would do is just visit as many people as possible. I'd visit them in person, describe what I was going to do, you know, show them the presentation that you've got. If there are people that are out of town that you or your family have a relationship with, I'd craft a letter and send it to him with a stamped return envelope. I know for Bev and me, we've been delighted over the years to help young people that we've known or we've known their families really well go on mission trips, because it truly can be life-changing for you. And I think there are also, Casey, two other things to remember when you're asking for support. First of all, you're not begging. You're offering people the opportunity to be involved in funding the work of God, and that's just a tremendous privilege for people. It will be a blessing for them to do it. And when you get back from the trip, what I've discovered, it is super important for you. Once you get back, take some pictures while you're there. You might even keep a little diary while you're there, and so that you can thank those who helped fund the trip. It's really important to give people feedback when they've been generous in helping you fund the trip. And, you know, I'd just like to, know how it goes. Send me a letter when you are ready to send out your letters. And Bev and I'd sure like to pray about participating with you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Does that help you?
That does help us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Casey, have you guys discussed maybe doing work for people around the church, yard work or some other kind of work that they might be able to reimburse you for?
Yes, some of us are doing that. I scrub an older lady in our kitchen, kitchen floors for her.
Okay. Good for you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Casey, we will pray with you about this and let us know as you get close to your goal, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Obviously, Howard, lots of churches all across the country doing similar kinds of things. Some churches have car washes and bake sales, and some churches don't do that, but they do other kinds of things and keep it within the body of Christ,
whatever God
calls you to do.
Well, Steve, it is huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge for younger people to go on these short-term mission trips. I mean, it can absolutely radically, permanently change their life. Once they catch the vision of reaching out to others, and often they see that there are people a lot less fortunate than themselves And it can change everything.
Amen. Okay, let's go back to our phones at WEZE, Dedham, Massachusetts. Let's welcome Kimberly.
Kimberly, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, my husband and I are currently supporting 6 children. We are married for 5 years. We don't have any credit cards of our own, per se. My mom and I did have one before I met Stephen that we shared, and we're currently paying that off. That was at almost $11,000. We have it now under $6,000.
Good for you.
We were thinking about doing something on the side, being that I'm at home all the time. I could maybe do something from home that might help, you know, supplement our income so that we can get, you know, on this money map and we can start making our way across it.
Yes.
One of the things that, you know, I was sitting at home watching TV and a program came on, and it was a program that teaches you how to get into real estate and how to buy and sell property and so forth and so on, which I have never personally done.
Yes.
And but the thing is that the program in and of itself is approximately $250, and that to us, you know, being a one-income family and all these kids, that's a huge amount of money for us.
Absolutely.
It's like 3 weeks' worth of groceries.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's just unacceptable. So, but my question was, is this kind of program something that, you know, we should entertain, because if it's really going to be something that would prosper us, then it's really a small amount to pay for what we might gain. But I'm not real familiar.
And what kind of a program is it, Kimberly? What are they wanting you to sell or do?
Well, it's a real estate thing. It's like, of course, they have all of the wonderful success stories of how I started out with 50 cents in my pocket. I bought this program, which didn't make any sense to me, because how can you buy the program if you only have 50 cents? But whatever. Now is the net worth of this person is like, you know, $5 million
so
or more, or whatever.
They're buying and selling homes or real estate?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, Larry Burkett used to say, Kimberly, if it seems too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And you know, you've encapsulated it beautifully. They typically communicate, you know, I've made a boatload of money in real estate myself, and if you follow my system, you'll do it too. And I want to do this because I really want to help you. You know, but despite what these people are saying, they're just in the business of selling their programs. That's how they make their money. When I was in Orlando, my office was really close to one of these type of promoters. He definitely wasn't making any money on the real estate he was investing in, but he made a lot of money based on the programs that he sold. So I have a rule of thumb that I encourage people to follow, and that's just stay away from the TV infomercials. Now, if you have a real heart to increase your income and to be involved with real estate investing, I think that's a good thing. I really want you to hear me clearly.
Right. Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. It's not that I have a heart for this. My heart is in bringing income in for my family, you know, to maybe take some of the pressure off my husband. I know that in a year and a half, after we get my mother's card paid off, we'll have that cleaning money coming into our home. And that's going to be a blessing, you know. That will
absolutely
that will be great. However, I've got a year and a half to get there. You know?
Well, and a year and a half isn't that long. I know it may feel that long, but it really isn't that long. And what I love is you have been faithful. You've been faithful in eradicating that much credit card debt in a relatively short period of time. So, just keep the faith. And I am going to send you the book, Your Money Map, so you guys can really, really digest what the book's all about.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, Kimberly. Hey,
thanks
for your call. Sure thing.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Again, our number, 1-800-525-7000. If you have a question, give us a call. And Howard, let's now go up to Canandaigua, New York, near my old stomping grounds for our next caller, who is Luke. Luke's been with us before, so you know what that means.
I think it means radio recall, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Well, Howard, Luke called us back in November to tell us that he was getting serious about a girl and didn't want his lack of experience with finances to interfere with that relationship. Let's listen back.
Let's do it.
I'm 19 years old, and I'm dating a girl who's a few years older than I am. And she's had a savings account and everything since she was 8 years old, and she was taught how to manage money, and she's great at it, and I am nowhere near where she is, and I just, it can be an issue sometimes. It's not a big deal, but it can be frustrating for her, and not to mention I would like to get myself in a place where I can manage money and save money and get out on my own and get my feet on the ground. I just don't know where to begin.
Well, that was a few months ago, and you gave Luke the basics of budgeting and encouraged him to find a mentor, someone who could help him through this process of setting up a written budget and tracking his expenses. Luke is back on the line with us now with an update.
Hey, Luke, welcome back to Money Matters.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing great. So did you find a mentor?
Yes, sir, I did.
Wow.
Actually, my boss, where I work, I go to a Bible study at his house. He's an awesome man. He's got a heart for the Lord, and I talked to him about it, and we set it up, and we sat down, and now he's my mentor. He helped me figure out a budget and where all my money was going.
I'll tell you, Luke, this is a gift from God. Anytime the Lord brings a mentor like that into your life, it only means that God has something really significant intended for your life. Tell us, how's the budget going?
It's going good now. It was pretty scary and kind of almost made me sick to, 'cause once we sat down, we figured out where all my money was going. Turns out I was spending somewhere around the $500 mark just on eating out a month.
And now what do you do?
Now I pack a lunch.
You are so smart. You know, that's not untypical at all, Luke. You know, when folks start out with a budget, I mean, it is a shock to so many of us to find out how we are spending our money. Well, you're not eating out. Have you been able to save money?
Yeah. I started putting money away pretty diligently towards getting a ring for my girlfriend.
Oh, very good. Have you bought the ring?
Yes, I did.
Have you popped the question?
Yes, sir.
And she said?
She said, absolutely.
Oh, that is tremendous. Well, tell us, what's the big day?
We're looking probably in late August.
Well, we expect to get an invitation from you.
Oh, yeah. I already got it stamped.
Good. That's great. Luke, let me ask you this. How does it feel after you've been doing this for a few months to know that you're handling money God's way?
It's such a blessing. I have a sense of peace and comfort just knowing where my money is. And knowing that I'm able to save and I'm going to be able to provide for my wife, you know, it's such a weight off my shoulders to know that, you know, I'm being a good steward of my money and knowing that I'm handling what God gives me, how He wants me to handle it. And the Lord is really he's blessing it tremendously.
Well, I can hear it in your voice, your gratitude towards the Lord. And Luke, I'm going to send you a copy of the new book, Your Money Map, and I'd love it if you and your fiance could go through this together.
Yeah, we've already gone through some of the material that you've given us. It's a huge blessing.
Hey, Luke, thanks so much for your call.
And yep. Luke, just one admonition. Once you get married, if you're of the opinion that she's going to start packing your lunch, you might want to think about that again. God bless you, Luke. We appreciate you joining us today.
God bless you guys, man.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Spending $6,000 a year on takeout.
Eating out.
Yeah.
Just unreal. That's the advantage of having a spending plan. Hey, next on Money Matters, we've got answers to some of your Hey Howard email questions, including one about how to adjust the family budget when, listen to this, the primary breadwinner loses his job. Please stay with us.
If you're an entrepreneur or business leader, there's always a lot to think about. Employees, financing, sales, costs, margins. What are the keys to making your business prosper? The Business by the Book Independent Study will help you find the answer to this question. This study will outline advice found in the number one business consulting resource of all time, the Bible. The Business by the Book Independent Study includes a student course book and two DVDs featuring the training of Dave Ray, former president of Apple Canada.
God has given us a roadmap to guide you in making wise decisions, from hiring and firing to business organization and management.
Discover God's blueprint for business and personal success, and learn on your own schedule from your office or living room. To find out more, visit crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
You're listening to Money Matters. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore, who's ready to ask me some Hey Howard emails.
I have a whole group of them here, Howard. This is from a listener named Claveline. She writes, "Hey Howard, without any advance notice, my husband was laid off from his job. We had been paying for 90% of our living expenses out of his income. How can we rework our budget to survive what's happened?"
Well, Claveline, losing 90% of your income obviously is a huge challenge, and this kind of situation is the reason we encourage you on the Crown Money Map to make it a priority to set aside savings for emergencies. Well, the very first thing to do is to take a look at all your spending. Immediately stop what you don't really need to be spending. Stop your cable, stop eating out, stop anything that's not a necessity. And it's a good idea to keep track of every penny you're spending to make sure that you're only spending on your needs. Then your husband's full-time job should be looking for his job. And if you get in a real financial bind, be sure to tell the folks at your church so they can help.
Well, speaking of eating out, "Hey Howard, my family spends 30 to 40% of our food budget on eating out. I don't see eating out as a very good value, but my wife and daughters like to. So what are your thoughts?"
Well, I used to be in the restaurant business, and our food costs usually run about only 30 to 35% of sales. In other words, you can eat a whole lot cheaper when you eat at home. So I'd help them see that eating out is a want, it's not a need, and doing it every once in a while is a treat. Well, it's a great idea, as long as it fits within your spending plan.
"Hey Howard, I've heard you say that housing expenses shouldn't exceed 40% of income. Are you referring to gross or net? What is considered a housing expense beyond the mortgage payment?"
Well, housing expenses shouldn't be more than 40% of your net income after taxes. And housing expenses include the mortgage payment, homeowner's insurance, taxes, utilities, maintenance, really anything related to the cost of owning or renting a home.
Okay. And here's our last one. "Hey Howard, how do I establish credit when no one will give me a credit card?"
Well, good question. Get a secured credit card from a local bank. Now, the reason they call it a secured account is that you deposit a certain amount in the account and the bank freezes the account. They issue you a credit card, and the credit limit is the amount that's in your account. Then use it very carefully. Charge at least one thing on it each month, and if you can't pay the balance due at the end of the month, the bank simply takes it from your account. Here's the big thing to remember. Your credit score improves when you make your payments in full, on time, each and every month. So please do that.
And we'll be back with more of your email questions tomorrow. If you have one, send it to heyhoward@crown.org, heyhoward@crown.org. Remember, be brief, but do include your name, city, state, and if possible, one dozen of Dr. Bo Hannon's special donuts to help us stay awake during our long sessions here in the studio.
Dr. Bo Hannon's donuts.
Yeah, have you heard about these?
No, I'll bet there's a story behind it, though.
Well, these are brand new donuts. In addition to the flour and sugar, all the healthy stuff, he is now adding caffeine. Found a way to do that. Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, and Starbucks are all interested in buying this patent.
No wonder you like it, brother.
There you go. Howard, any final thoughts for us today?
Well, Steve, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's nearly impossible to be a wise consumer and make wise financial decisions without understanding the facts of your situation. Proverbs 24, verse 3 tells us, "Any enterprise is built by wise planning and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts." And that's one of the biggest benefits of using a spending plan. Whether the facts are good or bad, at least you know them. You know, all of us have limited income, but we've got an unlimited number of things we can buy, and a spending plan will help you establish healthy boundaries so you end up spending your income on the things that are most important to you. Hey, that's all that we have time for today. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore. I hope you can join us again tomorrow as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom. That's on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.